It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. With a shortage of medical staff trained to conduct sexual assault forensic exams, a new program underway at UW-Milwaukee seeks to train and help retain sexual assault nurse examiners. Call in with questions at any point, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Jacqueline Caleri Robinson is a sexual assault nurse examiner certified by the International Association of Forensic Nurses and a UW-Milwaukee College of Nursing doctoral student. Jackie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hello, good morning. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing well. We also have your colleague, Penina Kako, an associate professor of nursing at UW-Milwaukee and director of its sexual assault nurse examiner training program. Penina, welcome.
Thank you.
Penina, let's start with you. First, help us understand some distinctions here. The State Department of Justice offers a sexual assault nurse examiner certification training program. Why introduce another program through to UW-Milwaukee?
Exactly. We're so fortunate to have this program at University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee College of Nursing because it offers a platform whereby nurses can be trained within academia. This program is set up to be offered and trained using sexual assault examiner nurses, experts in this field, as well as partnering with researchers. So we are bringing the best into the curriculum, which is informed by evidence-based practice.
How valuable, Penina, is the timing piece of this education? Why is it important to incorporate this training while a student is in nursing school?
Well, this program is being incorporated within University of Wisconsin College of Nursing. We think and we know that we have students within the College of Nursing who might be interested in taking this route. And having a program within academia is really helpful for sustainability. We are thinking that in that realm, we have undergraduate students, we have graduate students as well. And having this program this way, it can be sustained.
Jackie, your perspective on that from a doctoral student's perspective, when is the right time to offer this training? Because it is intensive and perhaps, you know, a nurse should be in the clinical setting, you know, and seeing patients before they get the certification.
Well, that is what's happening. So we're offering this training to nurses that are already practicing within within nursing. They're coming back to us, and we're offering this training within a platform that allows them to be associated with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee within the college academic platform of Canvas. So it's an online platform of looking at academic resources. The whole platform has been developed. The curriculum has been developed by PhD professors, and it's actually being utilized and being trained. Nurses that are doing the training are actually practicing forensic nursing. So they've been in practice, these nurses. They're just coming back into academia, into this platform to do this training.
So, Jackie, looking at the numbers, fewer than 50 nurses in Wisconsin have this certification through the International Association of Forensic Nurses. What stands out to you about the significance of this certification?
So there's a couple of things that stand up out for me. First of all, I've been certified through IFN for a very long time, and the test is rigorous. So what we wanted to do is just be able to offer ongoing education for nurses, a mentoring program, offering them, multiple layers of support and ongoing support that the test will not be so difficult to pass. This type of nursing, you have to make a commitment toward lifelong learning. We don't know what we don't know about this type of nursing yet, trauma-informed care specifically, how to best serve survivors of violence. And so you have to make a commitment to lifelong learning. And that's what we're trying to do, create a platform that nurses can return to us. We can mentor them through this process and they can get the resources they need to have the opportunity to sit for these exams, because again, these exams are not easy, and we want to create these opportunities for these nurses.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about these efforts to grow the number of sexual assault nurse examiners certified in Wisconsin. Jackie Kaleri Robinson there and Panina Kako. They're part of this new UW-Milwaukee training program. You can join in with your questions at any point, 800-642-1234. Panina, you say it's a priority for this training to include culturally responsive care. Talk about what that entails, what that means.
Right, exactly. So we find that, you know, people who are Black and Brown, American Indians, LGBTQ populations, usually are in the margins, that they don't really get care. So we have focused this curriculum to train nurses on how to meet the patients or survivors of sexual violence where they are. In the curriculum, we have reached out to advocates, people who are providing care in the community to this population, so that we can integrate them in the curriculum. And so we are having nurses go through the training, thinking about structural racism, individual racism, how does that impact care? And having the nurses learn about that way from the beginning is helping them think through in each module how they can incorporate sexual examiners training, thinking, and having the lens of cultural safety.
Jackie, what comes up for you as you think about this work and being culturally responsive?
So this is about creating opportunities in communities, you know, partnering with every community and offering survivors in every community an opportunity to have access to these specifically trained nurses. And that's not happening in many communities of color. So that's what we want to do. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee had a grant before this one to specifically provide medical forensic care to indigenous communities. Mm-hmm. So our goal is always to create these opportunities in communities of color to ensure that all survivors of sexual violence have an opportunity to see these specially trained nurses, because we believe these nurses are the best at caring for survivors, listening to survivors, knowing what to do to implement nursing care intervention that will lessen harm to survivors of violence.
Nurses are already in a stressful profession, Jackie, as you know, and there is so much on the line in this aspect of nursing. How are you addressing burnout among trained nurses?
Well, that's something that is incorporated into this program, which is great. And Dr. Kako can speak to this even more thoroughly than I can. But we are incorporating a mentorship program into our curriculum. So the nurses will go through their 50-hour didactic class. Then they will attend a clinical skills lab. And then we will mentor them. And we hope to stay connected with them to offer ongoing training, to connect them with local state nurses, to connect them with the International Nurses Association. We want to ensure both the International Association of Forensic Nursing and the Academy of Forensic Nursing, we want to ensure that these nurses will be supported. Support, guidance, mentoring, doing whatever we can to ensure that these nurses feel like they can have their questions answered, that they can get the information that they need, that they can speak to somebody that has more experience in one community or another, that they can get what they need to continue to do this work.
Panina, what is that next step for you in retention? Jackie mentioned so many pieces of it. What can you add?
Right. So the retention starts right when the students come into the program. We are having students really think through the practice that they're entering into or they are part of. And that includes self-reflection, their journaling, and we are identifying whatever needs that be for those students, that we actually use those, whatever they need to expand the program. For example, we realize that we need to add another layer of support. And as we speak right now, this week, we've added that layer of support whereby we are bringing in an advocate into the curriculum and Jackie also into the curriculum to actually support nurses through. We trust that as nurses feel, you know, supported through this program, that will impact their sustainability. And in the mentoring program, after the initial mentoring, we'll also add another tier layer of sustained peer support or peer mentoring forum where nurses can actually come together either biweekly or once a month, whatever is needed, to continue as they go out now into practice.
Nurse practitioner Penina Kako there directs UW-Milwaukee's Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner Training Program that is underway. Jackie Kaleri Robinson is a certified sexual assault nurse examiner, doctoral student at UW-Milwaukee. Call in with your questions, your thoughts along the way at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin has fewer than 50 certified sexual assault nurse examiners. At UW-Milwaukee, a federal grant underway is enabling more nurses to receive this specialized training, receive the support systems to work with people who have experienced sexual assault or abuse. Call in with your questions, your comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have Jackie Kaleri Robinson, a certified sexual assault nurse examiner and a nursing doctoral student at UW-Milwaukee, and Penina Kako, who directs the Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner Training Program Associate Professor at UW-Milwaukee. Penina, your program receives funding through a federal grant, Federal Department of Health and Human Services, and you have said there is funding for at least two more rounds of classes, one in the fall, another in spring 2024. What does the future hold? Do you plan to secure more funding?
Exactly. So we are very well positioned within the College of Nursing UWM to continue this training. Our hope is that we will seek more funding because we've already had such a high interest. The first cohort, we had to wait list, you know, our students, and we're anticipating another influx of the need, you know, for this program to come in the fall and in the spring. The fact that we are situated within the College of Nursing also provides a platform for us to begin to infuse that training within classes or however that looks like. Already Jackie has given presentations in classes, just using that to heighten the need among the students is helpful. But we are looking forward to having more funding because this is a high need as the public and nurses realize that this is a niche or practice that is so much needed to serve the most vulnerable populations.
Jackie, thinking about that wait list and then putting that up against the International Association of Forensic Nurses saying less than one third of our counties here in Wisconsin have at least one certified sexual assault nurse examiner. What happens in the counties without a nurse?
Well, survivors have to travel, which is a burden. And thank goodness for Wisconsin has a great infrastructure of sexual assault nurse sexual assault advocates that are so on the spot and helpful to survivors of sexual violence. So they are right there ensuring that they get the care that's needed. But survivors needing a medical forensic exam will have to travel. And that's been a burden.
Can you explain a little bit further how much of a burden? It's not just the transportation. What are some of the other things that we might not think about?
Oh, my goodness. If there's major physical trauma, if there's bleeding, if there's head trauma, you know, patients' lives can be at risk. So we certainly need to ensure that we have these kinds of opportunities in every community. So that burden is a traumatic physical burden. That burden is a traumatic psychological burden. That burden is also on the family and friends of those survivors. So we really want to ensure that there is community access in every community in Wisconsin.
Penina, big picture here. The state legislature is in the middle of drafting a state budget for the next 2 years. Wisconsin is expecting a roughly $7 billion surplus. How could the state expand training for sexual assault nurse examiners?
Oh, there's great opportunities supporting programs like this, adding in layers of advocacy. Training among nurses that will be very helpful. We want these trainings to be in the community settings. In the past, we have had, which is wonderful, great practice within healthcare systems. But the more we can bring these trainings within the communities whereby people of color can actually have access with trust, with trusting healthcare professional nurses, will be very helpful. If we can highlight this need, which we know that is increasing, and many people usually do not seek care or even underreport when they experience sexual assault, we can begin to help and support communities that are actually in much need.
So you see this as bringing the training to different communities and not just saying nurses come to Milwaukee at a certain point to do this training.
Exactly. For example, the great idea about our program, what is such a great about it is that it's online, it's didactic. The didactic curriculum is online. Mm-hmm. So we have nurses actually who are in the farthest corners of Wisconsin that provide even care in the areas where there is no care. So they can actually access this training. So we are prepared to be able to train nurses all over within Wisconsin and even beyond. Why? Because they can access that training. We have a platform, Canvas platform, that is very well designed, interactive, and nurses can train. And then they can come and do the clinical skills lab. At the College of Nursing, we have the state-of-the-art skills lab that nurses are able to access. And we're really looking forward to expansion of this program, whichever way that we can continue to train more and more nurses, not only train, but facilitate their certification and then facilitate their being sustained within the practice.
Penina Kako there and Jackie Kaleri Robinson, they're part of the new UW-Milwaukee training program as we look at the future to train up more sexual assault nurse examiners in Wisconsin and complete that certification. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Jackie, turning to the state Department of Justice, Democratic Attorney General Josh Call in 2018 campaigned on clearing that statewide backlog of untested sexual assault kits. And here we are 5 years later. Is the state doing a better job, in your estimation, of handling this potential evidence?
The state of Wisconsin is doing an amazing job, a wonderful job. I do want to call attention to the fact that the training of sexual assault nurse examiners has been going on in the great state of Wisconsin since 1993, 1994. The first grants to be funded out of the state of Wisconsin came around 2000. The Office of Justice Assistance then, that is now under OJA right now, Wisconsin OJA, they were the first funding resources for nurses to train nurses. So Wisconsin is doing an amazing job at ensuring that nurses are trained, supporting nurses, getting services out to communities, and now tracking the sexual assault kits. What we wanted to do is ensure that we were accessing all of the nurses that are going through academia, that we were going to ensure every opportunity for nurses to get this training. This training is imperative to ensure nurses understand how to treat survivors of violence through a trauma-informed lens, to not re-traumatize, but to treat survivors with empathy. Mm-hmm. compassion, and patient-centered care.
Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Penina Kako, Associate Professor of Nursing at UW-Milwaukee, directs its Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner Training Program. Jackie Kaleri Robinson is an International Association of Forensic Nurses certified sexual assault nurse examiner and a UW-Milwaukee College of Nursing doctoral student. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.